also
it's metal?
Yeah. They also used to have skirts with these things in them to make them stick out.
Yeah, hoop skirts. I don't know what they're called, though. Are they just called hoops?
Yeah. Great. Okay. Something in the top of a wine bottle.
No, I think it's cork. A cork?
Thank you. I was just talking. Okay. And if it were not, does that mean if it's a cork, does it have to be made out of cork?
Glass.
Or can it be made out of something else like glass or plastic or?
No, I think a cork is always made out of cork.
Rubber. What do you call
it?
If it's not.
If it's glass, it's a.
Shoot.
Okay.
Well, if it's glass, it has a different name. I can't think of it right now.
Would you call it a stopper?
No, not if it's glass. Rubber would be a stopper. Rubber stopper.
I can't remember the book. Okay.
I can't think of what it's called if it's glass.
Okay, just shout it out if you remember.
Okay.
Okay, these little things, these little musical instruments that you play. Like
harmonica?
Okay. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
I think so. But I can't remember what it was. It was something kind of cute. Like a
youth harp?
I don't know.
Harp?
Like a mouth harp? Was it called something like that?
Yeah. That's a name. That, how about something that you put it between your teeth and you're going to twang it? You know, you pick on this. It's got this little thing sticking out the end and you...
A juice harp?
Okay. And what you pound nails with.
A hammer.
And, okay, now, on a wagon... Do you know what the long wooden piece is that would go between the two horses?
No.
Okay. Have you heard a wagon tongue?
No.
Okay. How about if you were going to put a horse onto a buggy, you had to back them in between these two things? You know what they are called?
No.
Shafts? Have you
no.
heard that? Okay. On a wagon wheel, the outside part, the steel,
would be the rim.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a name for a wood thing that the spokes, it has spoke holes in it and the spokes go into it, might be inside the rim?
No.
Have you ever heard anybody call anything a felly or a fella?
I have.
Okay.
No.
How about, I had never heard this one before. There's this bar of wood that you fasten the traces onto when a horse is hitched to a wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know a name?
I don't even know what a trace is.
Have you ever heard single tree?
Right.
Might have. I think I have. But I have no idea what it is.
That's what it is. I never heard that in my life. Have you ever heard of something like that that means might mean two of them?
No.
Okay. If somebody had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving and then maybe he'd drop it off and pick up some more, what would you say he was doing to the wood?
Drop it off. And pick
never heard
it
called wrong.
Just you
delivering
know.
It.
How about something that? How about hauling?
Hauling wood. Yeah.
Would you use that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Have you ever heard people say drawing or carting instead of hauling?
I never heard it called drawing. Occasionally carting, but that would be sort of used in a. Not sarcastic way, but humorous way, anyway. Well, I was carting the wood, you know.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be used seriously as wood hauling?
Oh, I see. So carting is like joking.
Right.
Okay. Now, let's say you had to pull something that was really heavy out of the way. You couldn't even pick it up, so you just sort of have to grab it.
Haul it off. Or drag it along.
Okay, and if you did that yesterday, that second one.
I drug it along.
Okay, and you say we have...
Drug it along.
Okay. Thing that they break up the ground with on the farm. You know, they usually, a horse or something.
Plow.
Okay. Do you know anything about different kinds of plows?
Not a thing.
Okay, have you ever heard of something that, you know, it maybe breaks up the ground finer than a plow?